This is the Cambridge Business English Certificate Higher. Sample listening test.
You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear the introduction to a seminar called the Business Masterclass about the use of information technology in the workplace. As you listen for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thanks for coming. My name is Jane Watson, and I look forward to meeting you all personally. Some of you are here just for today. Others, I know, will be attending for all 3 days. I'm just going to say a few words on behalf of my company, who have organised this event, Global Conferences PLC. As you know, today's seminar is the Business Masterclass, to be conducted by our distinguished guest, who I will introduce in a moment. But first, a few quick points of organisation, which perhaps you'd like to note. All the sessions will take place in this hotel, except for the last session on tomorrow's software, which will be at the New City Hotel. We will meet there at 2 p.m, and this will give us a chance to see in action some of the things we have been discussing. A map with directions to the New City Hotel is available from me if you wish to make your own way. Alternatively, there will be a bus going there at 1:30 p.m. There is limited car parking at the New City Hotel, so if you wish to drive there, you will need a permit. You can get one from the conference office. Now to the reason we are all here. We're very fortunate to have a seminar today led by Dr. Martin Sengali, one of the most prominent and well-respected commentators in the world business community. He's been asked to advise many large corporations. He is a specialist in the strategic use of information technology in banking, pharmaceuticals and retail. He has his own company called Logic Solutions, which consults with some of the biggest names in the world of business. He is also an advisor to Intertel and a non-executive director of Global Conferences. Thousands of business and technology managers have benefited from reading his best-selling book, Intelligent Change. Always inspiring and thought-provoking, his ideas have helped hundreds of organisations to gain a glimpse of the future. He is Europe's most famous IT analyst. Dr. Sengali, welcome.
Thank you, Jane, for that flattering introduction. I hope I can live up to it. So, to begin, There are two main difficulties facing all corporations today. Firstly, how to make themselves more customer-driven. Secondly, and as a result of that, is the question of how to go about the major task of developing and implementing new organizational structures. This is a senior management session and is designed to provide you with two things. I hope that by the end of the session, you'll be equipped to design your own framework for action. To help you do this, you will also be able to take away documentation of real-life case studies that I've been involved in. So, if you would like to look at the screen, we will start with...
Now you will hear the recording again.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thanks for coming. My name is Jane Watson, and I look forward to meeting you all personally. Some of you are here just for today. Others, I know, will be attending for all 3 days. I'm just going to say a few words on behalf of my company, who have organised this event, Global Conferences PLC. As you know, today's seminar is the Business Masterclass, to be conducted by our distinguished guest, who I will introduce in a moment. But first, a few quick points of organisation which perhaps you'd like to note. All the sessions will take place in this hotel, except for the last session on tomorrow's software, which will be at the New City Hotel. We will meet there at 2 p.m. and this will give us a chance to see in action some of the things we have been discussing. A map with directions to the New City Hotel is available from me if you wish to make your own way. Alternatively, there will be a bus going there at 1:30 p.m. There is limited car parking at the New City Hotel, so if you wish to drive there, you will need a permit. You can get one from the conference office. Now to the reason we are all here. We're very fortunate to have a seminar today led by Dr. Martin Sengali, one of the most prominent and well-respected commentators in the world business community. He's been asked to advise many large corporations. He is a specialist in the strategic use of information technology in banking, pharmaceuticals and retail. He has his own company called Logic Solutions, which consults with some of the biggest names in the world of business. He is also an advisor to Intertel and a non-executive director of Global Conferences. Thousands of business and technology managers have benefited from reading his best-selling book, Intelligent Change. Always inspiring and thought-provoking, his ideas have helped hundreds of organisations to gain a glimpse of the future. He is Europe's most famous IT analyst. Dr. Sengali, welcome.
Thank you, Jane, for that flattering introduction. I hope I can live up to it. So, to begin, there are two main difficulties facing all corporations today. Firstly, how to make themselves more customer-driven. Secondly, and as a result of that, is the question of how to go about the major task of developing and implementing new organizational structures. This is a senior management session and is designed to provide you with two things. I hope that by the end of the session, you'll be equipped to design your own framework for action. To help you do this, you will also be able to take away documentation of real-life case studies that I've been involved in. So, if you would like to look at the screen, we will start with...
That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.